Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Kathy Rapp of the 65th Legislative District in Warren, Forest, and Crawford counties. Representative Rapp, welcome to this report to your constituents. While the House is winding down voting session for the year, what kind of things went on and what's noteworthy about the end of this session?
Yes, we have four session days left in the 2015-2016 session for the Pennsylvania General Assembly, which, by the way, was celebrating the 200th session of the General Assembly of Pennsylvania, which is the oldest General Assembly in the United States. At one time, the General Assembly was unicameral. The Senate was actually added in 1790. But this session year was the 200th in the Pennsylvania history. So it was a very historical session. But here we are, 4 days left of this session, and we will be working right up to the last minute. We have several issues before us. One of the most important is the pension bill coming up. This is an issue that we've been struggling with for a long time. We have some draft legislation. We haven't seen the final product yet, but the leaders of the House and the Senate have been meeting with the governor. The governor says that he is on board. I would like to note that we've been told that the final piece of legislation will be for new employees only, with a carve-out or an exemption for law enforcement. So we will not be voting on that this week, but probably before the end of session, we will be voting on some type of pension reform. And the governor has stated that he is on board with some type of pension reform.
Also, it's a special week to recognize one of the largest agriculture industries in Pennsylvania, and that has to do with forest products. What's going on here?
Absolutely. The forestry industry is one of the oldest industries in the state of Pennsylvania. As I'm sure most everyone knows, Pennsylvania means Penn's Woods because we have been blessed with forest, state and national forest across the state. And I am honored to have the Allegheny National Forest within my legislative district. And this week, Senator Hutchinson and myself recognized the National Forest Products Week. The purpose of the National Forest Products Week is to help raise awareness of the products industry and the importance and the heritage of the Commonwealth's hardwood forest, and to commend the forest products industry for its long-standing history of care and commitment to responsibility and sustainable use of one of our most renewable resources, which is wood products. As a matter of fact, today we have more forests in the state of Pennsylvania than we had 25 years ago. So I was honored to have this resolution passed both in the House and the Senate.
And of course, there's other legislation that was considered here in the last few days. Some of it has to do with some education regulations that sometimes are overly burdensome, especially for those who are interested in career and technical fields. And I understand some legislation has come through that may help to reduce some of those requirements and testing burdens that are put on by state government. What's going on here?
Absolutely. This is a bill that we've been talking about for a long time in the Education Committee. We've had hearings in regard to, currently we have PSSA testing. We are moving towards what we call the Keystone exams. We've put a moratorium on the Keystone exams for 2 years in the state of Pennsylvania. But just this week in the House, I was proud to co-sponsor a bill that permits a demonstration of proficiency on the National Occupational Competency Testing exam for our career and technical students. This would exempt them from the Keystone exam, and it provides an alternative pathway for career and technical students to demonstrate readiness for a post-secondary success and alleviates them from this strenuous testing of the Keystone exams. So I was very proud that this bill passed because it has been an issue that we've been discussing this entire session on the Education Committee.
Representative Rapp, thanks for this report to your constituents. And tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your State Representative, Kathy Rapp.